you very much. So just to explain once again, I'm Adrian Bell from the ICMA Centre, where I'm Director of Teaching and Learning. And at the ICMA Centre, we teach finance, and we've got a Bachelor's in Finance as well as a suite of Masters in Finance, which a lot of you will be coming on, I hope, this year. We're the reason why there's a lot of building work. Have you seen the building work, the big drill? Yeah, that's our fault, sorry. So we're having an extension built this year as well, with funding from the ICMA themselves. The talk today is about, as Colin said, is about the findings of a project we did in 2004-05 on the wool market. And it sounds very boring, I know, the wool market. But the wool market in medieval England. So the wool market a very long time ago, when there wasn't electricity. I know you're all worried about electricity, it sounds like, but they didn't have electricity. And they managed, okay. So it's a time before electricity, a time before we think people did much at all. Why do we look at these sort of things? Why do we look at the history of finances? As Colin says, I'm trying to look for times in the past when we can find sophistication that we don't really think about our forebears having, okay. We might think that everyone in the past was a little bit stupid, didn't do a lot. Well, actually, when we look more closely, we can see that actually they use very sophisticated financial instruments, as I'll describe today. I've given you some pre-reading, which you've hopefully read, which is a short article, which was produced by a journal called Professional Investor. And I'll start the talk today by talking about modern financial instruments called forward contracts and something else, a modern financial instrument called futures contracts. Now, people get very, there's misconceptions about these two contracts, whereas people think they're the same thing. But they're very different. A forward contract and a futures contract, they sound like they're something to do with, you know, ahead in the future, but they're very different. So I'll start by talking about what we today mean when we use the term forward or we use the term future. And then I'll talk about what we can find in the past that looks like what we've got today. The reason why I'm describing what forwards and futures are is that when historians talk about these things in the past, they do often call them futures. They don't really care about this mixing up of terms. But in the financial world today, we have two very different contracts, a forward contract and a futures contract, and so we shouldn't get those confused. So that's the pre-reading. And just to show off a little bit more, we've got a book coming out end of October about the whole of the project called The English Wool Market from 1230 to 1327, and that's by Cambridge University Press. Only £50, so, you know, it's only very cheap. I'm sure you'll all be at the bookshop pre-ordering. I think they're only printing about 5 copies. That's one for me and my mum and dad and etc. But if you get an order in quick, you'll be able to get one. You can see this nice picture of a sheep being molested on the front cover. Okay. So why am I interested in the history of finance? As Colin says, I'm actually a historian. I'm not a finance academic, even though I work in the ISMA Centre. But don't tell anyone I work with, okay, in case they find out. It's just a secret between me and you. So you probably know more about finance than me. But the reason I'm talking to you today is because if we gave you a lecture on very hard finance, you know, half of you wouldn't know what the person was talking about. The other half would probably know more. So I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm going to talk a bit about finance, but mainly about some historical stuff. Interestingly, a lot of economists today think that history is a load of old rubbish. And this very famous economist, J.K. Galbraith, an American economist, came out and said there can be very few fields of human endeavour in which history counts for so little as in the world of finance. Well, he's much more prestigious than I am, so I can't, you know, dispute that he said that. But in a sense, I'll try and show today that perhaps what he means isn't quite what I mean. In a sense, what he's trying to say is that the very people say history repeats itself. So you can predict the future by looking at what's happened in the past. What he's trying to say is for finance, for financial markets, we can't predict the future by looking at the past. So he's saying we couldn't have predicted the tech bubble. We couldn't have predicted the crash in the 90s in the housing market in the UK. We don't know when the next housing crash is going to be because history is no good for us. Financial markets act on their own, out of history, somehow, randomly. Yeah, so that we can't judge what they do. I think he's quite wrong. I think we can see patterns and look to see what's happening. And this is what economists do. I mean, economists are just historians anyway. Don't know if anyone's an economist here, I don't want to offend anyone. But they're just modern historians, rather than looking at the more longer picture. So what I do to the talk today is going to be about is that how the modern financial industry uses these instruments called forwards and also this other instrument called futures. They use these for what a technical term to hedge their positions. Now, lots of you have heard of hedge funds, I assume. There's a lot in the news about hedge funds. Hedge funds control the global economy nowadays because they take what we call positions. They take positions of what they think is going to happen in the economy. And what these people do, they hedge their positions. What's called hedge, it just means they're protecting their investments by taking a forward or a future position. This helps them manage their risk. So they've got a portfolio, they want to manage that portfolio, they'll hedge a position by buying a futures or a forward contract. That's today. And what I'd like to tell you about once I get on through the talk is that we can find evidence for these what sound like very sophisticated financial instruments in the 13th century in England. So that's, what, over 700 years ago, medieval monks and Italian merchants were already aware of the ability to hedge their risk by using the same forward instruments we use today. Now, I'm not saying one's linked to the other. There's not been a development as such. But what it does show us is that if we're very arrogant about today and say we're very modern, we know about how to do these things, very sophisticated, they already knew about it 700 years ago. You know, it's no big deal. Okay, so it's a lesson for us.